Swing and a miss. Ball game. Got him with a slider.
Wait, that sounded just like Friday.
It's good, though.
That's how you get the Yankees with a slider. Well, and who would? I mean, slider is ours after. Bob DiBiasio joins us. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
Well, we're doing good. Taking 2 out of 3 in the last couple of series. I thought we were going to get a sweep for the Yankees to start our Monday for that, but we took them to extra innings. Just didn't. We came up a little bit short, but fun weekend at Progressive Field, I'm sure.
Was terrific weekend. We got a little 90,000 plus fans filled the ballpark this weekend. There was an incredible energy at Progressive Field. All three games allowed the Yankees to score first and get a lead, and then we were able to come back and do our thing, which. Hitting homers, Roberto Perez on a great home run stretch here. Yesterday's game just had this incredible excitement. I had a number of people texting me during the game saying that it felt like a postseason atmosphere at the ball game yesterday. First time we allowed the Yankees to score on our bullpen. Leading the majors with the lowest earned run average has been really one of the strengths of this team this early part of the season. But winning 2 out of 3 against the Twins, you know, first let's go back. You went 2 out of 3 at Fenway Park, and then you went 2 out of 3 against the Twins, 2 out of 3 against the Yankees, both division leaders. Guys were feeling good this homestand, so let's hope we can carry it through as we have the Reds tomorrow and Wednesday afternoon.
Bob, the identity of this team, I think from the start of the season, is they're going to have to be a little blue-collar to kind of get things done. It really seems like they're finding that. I mean, the wins against Minnesota and the wins against the New York Yankees here have been true battles to get those victories.
Absolutely, and finding a way to score runs. You know, there are teams that we've had here in Cleveland, specifically in the 90s, just bashed the ball and beat up everybody offensively. Last couple of years, we've had a pretty good offense that, you know, we knew was going to score some runs. This year, with a lot of the young guys learning their way, getting their feel of what it means to be a big leaguer, how to compete on an everyday basis. We've had to fight for every run we've gotten. And I think you're right. I think this team has found a little bit of its identity. And that's going to take, I think, the whole season for us to really settle in just because of the amount of youth that we have. But with the unfortunate news of Carlos Carrasco and a blood disorder, that was a pretty incredible team meeting. When you hear that one of your teammates is going to go through something incredibly serious, it can bring a group of guys together. And I think we've seen a little bit of that as well.
Interesting to see the young pitcher Plesko. He starts at Fenway Park. He does a game in Chicago near his family, and then he gets to face the Yankees. That's kind of a 1-2-3 punch to start your career here. That's kind of neat.
It sure is. And you know what really is odd? You know, how people, you know, decide to look these things up. But Zach Plesac, his uncle Dan Plesac, pitched for a number of years in the big leagues. And Dan Plesac's first loss in the big leagues was against the Chicago White Sox, as was Zach's. And both of their first wins in the big leagues was against the Yankees. So don't know what the hell that means, but it just seemed like a really fun trivia item that a guy and his nephew both get their first big league win against the Yankees and suffer their first loss against the White Sox. So Somebody in our press box was working double duty on that one.
They must have a computer that just runs this, something that's a computer 24/7 that's just like putting these pieces together, because
exactly.
There's so many interesting. And that's the thing I love that about baseball is any game can have a storyline that you can find there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's pure baseball. There's no question. That stat right there is absolute pure baseball.
Well, they're off tonight, and then we're back. A short game against the Reds.
Yeah, just two-game series against the Reds. And when we go down there, we'll have a two-game series as well, which will include, believe it or not, in early July, a Friday night off, believe it or not. We'll play on a Saturday and Sunday down in Cincinnati. So that's I don't know when we've had a off day on a Friday. It's been a while since that sort of thing has happened. But after we play the Reds, we head off to Detroit and Texas. Texas is a pretty surprise team this year. Then we come home to the Tigers and Kansas City Royals for some AL Central flavor. So as we're getting into the swing of things, and the All-Star game is right around the corner. So there's 40-plus people on the committee at our place that are just working overtime to enjoy bringing the international spotlight to Cleveland for the Midsummer Classic.
How much bunting do they order for something like this?
Yeah, a lot. Yes, there will be a lot all over the ballpark, and it really has been fun, especially watching a lot of our young people in the organizations. This is the first opportunity, obviously, for all of them to work on something this special, and it really is fun to see them all work together to really bring the, as I mentioned, the international spotlight to Cleveland, Ohio.
So can you spot an MLB guy from a mile away? Who's that? He's from Major League Baseball. That's from Major League. Everybody sit up straight. Clear off your desk.
And we're not quite running away from him yet, but maybe next week.
That's great. Bob, we will talk again. Have a great week, boys. Thanks. Bob DiBiase of the Indians joining us this morning, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli. We've got